SpaceX tops investor holdings, while a hedge fund's $11 billion chip bet implodes. Quarterly 13F filings, the disclosures that reveal what institutional investors own, place SpaceX as the top holding for a significant cluster of major funds following the company's IPO. The positioning reflects not simply confidence in Elon Musk's aerospace business, but a long-duration institutional bet on the commercial space sector. The Starlink internet infrastructure and assets that large funds, pension funds, endowments, major mutual funds could not access while the company remained private. The contrast with the situational awareness hedge fund saga was stark. The same filing cycle revealed that the fund had built an $11 billion aggregate position in Micron and SanDisk, chip stocks it believed would benefit most from AI infrastructure build-out. Just before margin calls forced a fire sale to Citadel, the fund's directional thesis about semiconductor demand may not have been wrong, but leverage structure could not survive the timing of the market correction. Citadel, as the counterparty acquiring those positions at a discount, now holds assets it believes will recover. The XAI data center situation in Memphis illustrated a different kind of infrastructure growing pain. The company is removing unpermitted gas turbines from its Mississippi site, installed without regulatory approval, while simultaneously expanding with a fourth data center called Minihard. The removal is a compliance response. The continued expansion signals that XAI's infrastructure ambitions are not decelerating. A smaller but pointed example of AI-mediated market power came from an HVAC company in Washington State whose Google Business profile was suspended for 9 months after an AI moderation system flagged it incorrectly. The owner ultimately had the profile restored, but reportedly hundreds of other business owners remain unresolved. Given that roughly 90% of local search queries flow through Google, a profile suspension functions as an economic sanction. One issued by an automated system with no clear human appeals process, raising questions that antitrust regulators have not yet fully engaged.